From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The situation in Iraq is where we begin this hour. The president, just back from his unannounced trip to Baghdad, was cautiously upbeat about the future there. He held a news conference at the White House. We'll have details on that coming up. But first, we're going to the streets of the Iraqi capital, where a new security plan was put in place this morning. Tens of thousands of Iraqi security forces flooded the city, manning checkpoints, searching cars, and inspecting neighborhoods. It is a show of force meant to demonstrate that violence will no longer be tolerated, as NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports.
It began as most days in Baghdad begin. Shopkeepers stacked boxes and chairs out in front of their stores. Cafeteria workers squinting in the bright sun turned roasting chickens over in massive ovens. And of course, there was the traffic. Law student Mohammed Fadl says the traffic is the only thing the security plan has delivered so far.
Until now, the only result I've seen from the plan is the traffic jams, but we hope for better from the government. It wasn't done right. They announced it ahead of time and gave the terrorists in the trouble spots a chance to run away.
Interior Minister Jawad al-Balani said it was important people knew about the plan in advance. But newly appointed Defense Minister Abdul Qadir Jassim contradicted that, saying the government should have gone ahead with the crackdown without telling anyone about it.
It was a mistake to spread the news about the military operations. I thought it was wrong. Anti-terrorist operations should be a surprise. We shouldn't let the terrorists know so they can change their tactics and their locations.
Residents in some areas like Adamiya, a Sunni neighborhood, knew they were on the list of trouble spots, and many hid their weapons before the Iraqi police turned up. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has made the Baghdad security plan the centerpiece of his strategy to bring stability to a country that's been racked by lawlessness for more than 3 years. Today he called on Iraq's people to support the plan.
Baghdad's security plan is a prelude for other plans for the rest of Iraq to face the challenges of terrorism. We hope the people's voices will be heard and that everyone supports this plan by the government to keep the people of Baghdad safe.
Maliki assured Iraqis that unlike the last time Baghdad underwent a major security crackdown, this wouldn't be sectarian-driven, that militias and insurgents, whether Sunni or Shiite, would all be targeted and subdued. Aware that many Sunnis have no confidence in the largely Shiite police, he called on the security forces to carry out their duties respectfully.
We strongly urge them to respect human rights and not to attack the innocents, to keep their operations precise, because we don't want our citizens harmed. We want them to be treated with dignity and respect.
At the end of the day, repairman Abbas Abdul Jabbar stood on the sidewalk near the generator he maintains for a Baghdad neighborhood, wrench in hand, drenched in black grease. He says it's important the Prime Minister take action and mean it.
If it's a security plan, it has to be one not just in words. The Iraqi people are sick of speeches and lies. We need a security plan that's going to work, that really gives us security, that's honest and brings us a better life. If we don't have security, we have nothing.
Iraqis are still waiting. An Interior Ministry official runs down the list of the day's violence. A car bomb in the northern suburb of Baghdad killed 4 people and wounded 6. Clashes broke out in the Sunni district with gunmen closing off streets and ordering residents to clear the area. Back on the street, Iraqi soldiers Ahmed Ratib and Ali Khadim continue to check cars as they've been doing so since they began their shift at 6 a.m. Ahmed Ratib says they need Iraqis to help them bring security back to Baghdad.
God willing, it will all work out. Right now, Baghdad is on the road to security.
He says he's happy no one's shot at him yet. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.